This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. President Joe Biden's re-election campaign says it hauled in more than $25 million at a New York City fundraiser last night. That's where Biden appeared alongside former Presidents Barack Obama and Bill Clinton. So far, Biden is far outraising Republican former President Donald Trump, but winning the money race does not always translate into winning elections. Marketplace's Henry Epp has more.
The Biden campaign raised more than twice as much money as the Trump campaign in February, and Thursday night's fundraiser could pad that advantage. That continues a trend. Democratic presidential candidates have raised more than their Republican rivals in each presidential race after 2004, according to Reuters, including 2016, when Democrat Hillary Clinton raised about twice as much as Trump and lost. Trump's campaign upped its fundraising operation in 2020, but he was still outraised by Biden and lost the election. In the last few years, Trump has not only fundraised for his campaign, but also to pay legal bills. As the New York Times reported this week, the former president has spent over $100 million on lawyers and other expenses since 2021, most of which came from donations. And with multiple criminal indictments, he faces even more legal fees in the months to come. I'm Henry Epp for Marketplace.